Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, Oisín Coyne is here, hoping for a better performance tonight.
Hopefully, Audrey, good morning. All eyes on the Aviva this evening as the Republic of Ireland take on Greece in the Nations League. Assistant head coach John O'Shea expects them to bounce back from that disappointing defeat to England on Saturday. Hamer Hallgrimsson's reign as Ireland manager failed to ignite in his opening match as he watched his side get comprehensively beaten 2-0 by Lee Carsley's Euro 2024 finalists. However, they do have a chance to get their campaign back on track with a result tonight. The game against England was always going to be a tough one to get any sort of result. However, it only served to show the manager the challenge at hand. Hallgrimsson was not present for the pre-match press conference and it was attended by O'Shea instead, which raised questions about who is actually in charge of the side at the moment. O'Shea made it crystal clear that the boss is the boss and that Hallgrimsson has the knowledge to call the shots, and also highlighted the fact that Greece have a new manager as well in Ivan Jovanovic.
You have to remember obviously the experience of their team and the knowledge. And I think I might have said it before in terms of, I think maybe the Irish public in a sense are thinking, oh, Greece, but then when you actually delve into where the players are playing, the profile of the players, to know that it's a real hardened, experienced team. And it's also now a case of, like I mentioned, taking each game on its merit. It's a new manager in place for them as well. That's just had that one game so far, but obviously got off to, and when you get a goal like that to give you a boost at home, it was a fantastic start for them. But now obviously it's their first away game under the manager. Will they tweak out a bit different? In general, he's like to keep things fairly similar to what he's done with his club, and obviously so far in his the game that he's played for Greece. So it gives us a few reference points, but ultimately it comes back to us as well.
But he has spoken of a bit of a deficit there in knowledge and needing to improve it, when it came to squad selection, which he said that to you.
You know, the manager has plenty of knowledge of the players. And as I mentioned before, I'm the assistant coach, the number two to the boss. So, as I mentioned, the manager has plenty of knowledge.
John O'Shea there. So kickoff at the Aviva Stadium is at 7.45 and we'll have live coverage over on RT2 television and on 2FM. Before that, we'll also be showing the Ireland under-21s, who could end the night top of their Euro qualifying group. Jim Crawford's side welcome Latvia at the Talis Stadium, where kickoff is at 5.30. And at the same time, current Group A leaders Italy play Norway. To the League of Ireland, and as you've been hearing for the last few moments on the show, Dundalk owner Brian Ainscough says he's actively seeking investment to get the club to the end of the season. He's described the delay in payments to players and staff as a temporary issue, which he hopes to be resolved in the coming days. Ainscough claims fresh investment in the club fell through last month. Now to cricket, and the Ireland women's team suffered a record 275-run defeat to England yesterday, as the hosts were bowled out for just 45 in the second ODI in Belfast, securing the tourist the series victory. And the sides will meet one more time on Wednesday ahead of the pair of T20 internationals. And finally, to athletics, Charlene Maudsley ended her season with a win in Switzerland last night. She emerged victorious in the women's 400 metres at the Gala de Castelli in 51.35 seconds. Luke McCann was just 0.8 of a second off Mark English's national best in placing second in the men's 800 metres there. English himself was third in that race. And Sarah Lavin was fifth in the women's 100 metres hurdles, clocking a time of 13.06 seconds. That race was won by Olympic bronze medalist Jasmine Camacho Quinn.
Oisín, thank you very much.